The Justice Department is dropping its criminal probe into Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. Now, the investigation had been about cost overruns during the renovations of two Federal Reserve buildings, but a judge had blasted it as being politically motivated and intended to pressure the central bank into lowering interest rates. Now, this should pave the way for the confirmation of Kevin Warsh, who was nominated by President Trump to be the next Fed chair. NPR's Maria Aspen joins us now. So what exactly did the Trump administration have to say about this decision?
So this morning, U.S. Attorney General Jeanine Pirro posted on X that she has directed her office to close the investigation into the Federal Reserve. The DOJ launched this criminal investigation into both the Fed and Chair Jerome Powell earlier this year. As you pointed out, it was supposedly about cost overruns as the Fed renovates its headquarters. But it was widely seen as an effort for the Trump administration to put more pressure on the Fed. Powell himself said it was part of the White House's tactics to pressure him and the Fed to lower interest rates. Now, Pirro is saying she will ask the Fed's Inspector General to look into the cost overruns and will therefore drop the DOJ's probe. So she seems like she's saving face a little.
Okay, now I mentioned earlier how this should pave the way for the confirmation of Kevin Warsh. How so?
Well, so Warsh is Trump's nominee to replace Powell when Powell's term expires next month. But the DOJ investigation was becoming a real problem, including for members of Trump's own party. Senator Tom Tillis, a Republican who's a key member of the Banking Committee, had threatened to hold up Warsh's confirmation until the Trump administration dropped this criminal probe. And as you pointed out, the probe has been widely controversial. A federal judge had agreed with Tillis and Powell, calling the investigation an unjustified campaign to harass and intimidate Powell.
If Warsh is confirmed, does that mean that there should be a smooth succession at the Fed?
A smoother succession, at least. Powell has said he would step down as Fed chair once a new nominee is confirmed and the DOJ drops this investigation. But although his term as Fed chair ends next month, his appointment to the board runs until 2028. And Powell hasn't said whether he'll step down from the Fed's board, which is the group that collectively decides on interest rates. We might find out more next week when the Fed is holding its latest policy meeting and Powell will address reporters. That'll probably be his last time as chair. He said he'll make the decision about whether to step down overall based on what he thinks is in the best interest of the institution and the people that the Fed serves. And it's important to note that if Powell does step down from the board, it'll give Trump another chance to appoint somebody to the board who may be more willing to undertake the interest rate cuts the president has been so aggressively advocating for.
Yeah, and Maria, and all this is happening at a very critical time for the economy.
Such a critical time. I mean, the war with Iran has led oil prices and inflation to spike, not only in the U.S., but also across the world. So as much as President Trump wants rate cuts, the Fed may only have so much wiggle room to be able to do that. And again, remember that the Fed makes decisions as a group. So if Powell does stay on, he'll still get a vote on interest rates.
All right, that's NPR's Maria Aspen. Thanks a lot, Maria.
Thank you.